I don't get lost anymore. See, whenever I travel, I simply type my destination's address into my dashboard GPS system. And the electronic lady's pleasant, albeit monotoned voice directs me step by step from here to there. GPS is a wonderful invention. It saved me from driving off the edge of the world more than once. It's also saved my marriage. The most heated arguments my wife and I have ever had cluster around a series of navigational decisions made at 65 miles per hour on the highway. "Turn here," she commands from the passenger seat. "Where, where?" I'd holler in response, and we would invariably get lost. Even so, I don't really care for GPS. Because that little 3x5 box on my dashboard never gives me a sense of the whole. I can't see what's down that farm-to-market road that I did not take. Or how this little community feels the gravitational pull of that larger city. How the upcoming county line affects the quality of the roads. For all of those things, GPS is no help. GPS gets me anywhere quickly and easily, but it leeches from the journey those markers of the terrain that make the journey interesting and memorable, as well as the wisdom of how each leg of the journey fits into the tapestry of the whole. For a couple of years right out of college, I worked for my alma mater in the admissions office, and I traveled all over northern Arkansas, Tennessee, and Missouri. And in those days before GPS, I became quite good at reading good old-fashioned maps. See, maps, unlike GPS, require us constantly to raise our eyes and look out at the actual world, to notice fixed markers and signposts that guide our way. During those couple of years, I came to know and rely upon certain bends in the road, or weather-worn county stores at the edge of civilization, even a solid oak tree or two, to give me confidence that I knew the way to where I was going. In that respect, the spiritual journey is little different from the literal roads down which we travel. We need those familiar and trusty markers and signposts to ensure for us that we're on the right path, that we're still making our way toward God and goodness, especially at Christmas time. Those signs are a comfort. But for many of us, life has taken us so far afield of where we once were, both geographically and existentially, that the map may no longer seem to correspond to the world around us. For me, my early life's Christmas signposts were the most cherished that I knew. Each year, I anticipated them with crescendoing joy as those markers assured me, once again, that I was journeying toward Christmas. The annual trip to the Christmas tree farm with Kiska, our family dog. The yearly arrival of my uncle, who could juggle and talk like Donald Duck, and would always recount for us the story of the time he woke up in the middle of the night just in time to see Santa's boots go right back up the chimney. Or the smells of my grandmother's house on Christmas Day, which were for me the aroma of love. All of these markers of Christmas were as sure as the oak tree or the bend in the road in my childhood. But many years and miles have happened. Transitions, deaths, life. And now all those markers are gone. See, the map I used to read, it no longer corresponds to the real world. You know this discomforting experience in your life too. Who doesn't? And it may be more acute in Houston than in many other places. Houston is a city mostly of people not from here, after all. Very many of us in this very room have traveled far beyond, in both time and space, the places where those trusty signposts used to be. And their absence can give us the anxious sensation that we're lost. Now, when that happens, we yearn for a kind of spiritual GPS. Something that will make us feel better and more assured without the detours and the dead ends and the twists in the road. Because the map has become unfamiliar and the signposts are confusing or not there at all, we look for shortcuts to God that can alleviate our existential angst and get us quickly from here to bliss. Modern life offers us plenty of options for spiritual GPS. Some medicate. Some listen to preachers and peddlers who promise an easy life. Some dabble in untried and untrue spiritualities. And some replace the lost markers with glittery material things. But then once a year we find ourselves back here on Christmas Eve. We reread the Nativity story, and we discover again that spiritual GPS does not exist. There are no shortcuts from us to God or God to us. What does the Nativity story show us? Well, try to feel this in your soul from humanity's point of view. A worried man and his young pregnant wife slowly trudge the 100 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem, through the Jezreel Valley, over the stark Judean hills. They travel in Mary's compromised state not because they want to, but because an arbitrary power compels them to go somewhere they don't want to go for a reason they do not choose. They arrive in a city that is overcrowded and teeming with people. There are traffic jams all around. There's no place for them. Every avenue is a dead end. And they are forced by circumstance to bed down. Joseph and his extremely pregnant bride among animals in a dirty barn. This is the journey they must undertake before the birth of Jesus. The way to the Son of God is neither easy nor short. From God's point of view, since the dawn of creation, God sought communion with God's children at every twist and turn. In the Garden of Eden, with the family of Abraham, through Moses and the Red Sea, and in the temple in Jerusalem, God traveled every road to extend love to humanity. Again and again throughout the vast centuries, humanity threw up roadblocks against the relationship. Humanity turned away from God, denied that God matters, replaced God with innumerable idols. God charted roads of creativity and patience, prophetic verve and power, but nothing brought God any closer to our hearts. And so finally, tonight, God travels the infinite distance from heaven to earth, emptying God's very self into the exposed vulnerability of Mary's child. How far They've traveled to get to this place on this night, humanity and God. It hasn't been easy. There have been no shortcuts. For Christmas to come, for humanity and God to meet, it must happen in this way, in this moment, where and when humanity has thrown off all pretense to power and security and control, where and when God has thrown off all reality to power and security and control. In a cosmic moment of incarnation where God becomes human so that we might finally know and love God. And in an instant, God redraws the cosmic map from God to us and us to God. And with that new map, God also sets new signposts and markers on the landscape. To the lonely shepherds in the darkened field, God provides a heavenly host, encouraging the shepherds, like Mary and Joseph before them, to leave behind what they've known as sure and safe and travel from those fields to see the Christ child, to the Magi, mysterious men of power and wonder from the far east. God provides a star, guiding the Magi to travel the longest road yet, to lay all their treasures at Jesus' feet. The Christ child, the angels, the star. Unlike the blessed but transient signposts of our past, these last longer even than the mighty oak tree. They're forever. We can count on them. They replace with joy our loneliness and our anxiety and our fear. Now, they're not spiritual GPS. They won't navigate us around difficult terrain. But they will show us the sure way to God. What do they look like today in our lives? Well, they are sometimes the call to somewhere different and uncomfortable. Some place that we would not casually choose. They are occasionally those repeated closed doors that require us to find our rest among those who are cast off and forgotten in darkened places. They are often an invitation to place our treasures in the service of God. And they are always, the signposts are always those awesome moments when in vulnerability and love we encounter the incarnate God in the life of another person. Indeed, it's in all of these that God is incarnate. Each in its own way, these are all Christmas. Again, this night, God travels the infinite distance between heaven and earth to be incarnate among us. God redraws the cosmic map and provides us with the signposts. We now know the way, and it's sure. In a stable stall in Bethlehem, in a cathedral in Houston, in the hearts of you and me, God is born. The long journey of love is complete. So Merry Christmas and Amen.